It's so cool.
Pretty funny.
It's so cool.
Okay, hi guys.
We're good,
hi.
Everybody.
Ready?
Hi. Thanks for being here. You guys are awesome. So, shall we get started just so we can be done by the time that public facilities or whoever else needs to do stuff?
Finance.
So, this is a special meeting of the Land Use Committee, August 12th. Present are 7 out of 8. Only Maria Greenberg is not present. So we're here to talk about 1188 Chestnut Street. This is item 176-19. There's a new, this was approved 3-0 with 5 abstentions on July 23rd. We're taking a look at it in committee so that we can review a new site plan that has been proposed and reviewed by the planning department. People have been able to review this. Essentially what it does is it moves the proposed, I guess the whole dwelling, but especially the...
just the garage.
Just the garage. Okay, the garage to the east by... How many feet is it?
All the way to the side lot line.
So it's 12... let's see, they're moving it... they still have the setback, but it's now 12.1 feet instead of 12.3. It's still better than 4.4 initially. And being all the way on the east setback, it provides the maximum number of feet away from the corner that was the concern that was raised for visibility. So, what do people, do you want to explain a little further, Council Crosby, since you were involved with the...
Well, as everybody probably could gather from the last meeting, this couple were somewhat at their wits' end, and so they pleaded for us to vote rather than to consider in council any further changes. But when they slept on it, and they have their builder designer friend said, why don't you just look at this? And so they came up with this plan, which is what I think a lot of people were talking about at the meeting. Couldn't you just move the garage, you know, to the far side of the property to get the accessway, the curb cut, as far away from the corner as possible. So they did look at it, and they did decide to do it. And we then talked about process to see how could we facilitate this so that they wouldn't lose another month or two. So it's a pretty simple change, but President Laredo and Chairman Schwartz felt that it would be better for us to meet for 5 minutes rather than to talk about this on the floor of the council. As you know, I was ready to vote for it last time because I thought they had improved the existing condition dramatically, but this is even better. And it turns out they don't have to move the pole and they close off the old curb cut. So now, just FYI, there's still one house remaining on the corner that has a garage right that opens right on the sidewalk because it's a similar situation where it's underground, but it predates, as the existing garage here predates, zoning. So, as you know, it's continuing a non-conforming condition in that the existing garage, which is still standing, is within the front setback, but it's much closer to the street. This is much further back from the street. So, I'm hoping folks will agree that this is probably the best you can do on this very challenging site.
Comments?
Yeah, Kelly? I think I was one of the 5 abstentions last time, so though the clients or the owners were pushing for a vote, it wasn't a very solid vote. And I'll say that for me, moving the house over and increasing that visibility around the corner does it. I understand it's still non-conforming, but it's so much better, and I'm happy to vote in favor of it tonight.
I would point out that the relief that, at least the standards that we're supposed to be applying, is that the extension of the non-conforming front setback is not substantially more detrimental than the existing setback is to the neighborhood, and that's clearly true. And that literal compliance with the requirement that only one parking stall be located within the front setback is impracticable. Mm-hmm. Impracticable. Defined. So any other comments, concerns, questions? So procedurally, do we need to do a vote first to change our, like, to
You should do that because you have already approved it at 3-0 with 5 abstentions. So
the motion would be to
approve at the
reconsider or
no? It's
approve the revised plan.
You have got a revised plan now, so you would so you just amend your vote.
So move to approve the revised plan as amended.
I think you can do it on first call, but just note to people that the plan has been amended. Give take one
minute
and give the history
this evening to amend the plan. Amend the order that
you'll need a suspension of the rules to report
out.
For which there's
a committee discussion,
report.
Right?
Yep.
I think the vote that we take tonight will probably be a lot more convincing than a 3-5.
Oh,
so that's why I think it's a good idea that we do take another vote on the revised plan tonight.
So I guess the motion before us is to amend the approved plan.
Councilor
Crossley has made the motion. All those in favor? 8-0.
That's a much better vote.
And it's a much better plan.
Yep.
Thank you, Deb, for doing so much.